Listen up, Australia. They're not here. They're not here. They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch. So we've got some best bits for you. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Good afternoon. It's day four of the Rostered Week Off, and it's dangerous, Dave. You've got to dig back into the archives. Ross Noble is coming up soon. He's got a movie pitch, which I think Mick will be very interested to hear. Ross Noble coming up for you soon. Charlie Pickering's going to join us in the second hour. Also, a council in the US is playing music to drive away homeless people. Took your calls on what would be that song that would drive you away. What's that one song that drives you nuts? That's coming up in just a moment. We're here thanks to Makita and their cordless power garden range. You can find your authorised dealer at makita.com.au. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jade and Mick are not here, but you're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off as we dig into the archives just for the week, back live on Monday. Ross Noble is coming up for you real soon. Bob Hawke's auction happened recently. A bunch of memorabilia from the household of the Hawks was up for auction, and Mick had one thing in mind.
Now, quiet, everybody.
We are quiet.
Now, there was a massive auction on in Sydney for one of the greatest Australians of the modern era, the late, great Robert Hawke. Had a memorabilia auction, which I'm likening more to a garage sale, because we had a look through the pamphlet and it seemed to be a lot of junk.
I'm not comfortable with it. It was pot plants. It was outdoor furniture.
Here's some stuff we couldn't be bothered removing. Do you want to come and get it? Mm. And there's like some pretty lame-o stuff.
A bed.
I thought this would be a good one for charity. Yeah. It's not. They raised $600,000. It's going to the Bob Hawke estate. That's what I've charged for going and picking up his. Yeah, there wasn't a lot there. Anyway,
is that for Blanche, is it?
The Hawke estate.
Whoever that
is. So whoever's
recipient
part
of
the pie.
They might still donate it somewhere.
Well, you'd hope so, because a lot of rubbish got bought. And I went through it and I thought, I'm in here. Yeah. I want to get something. And I had my eye specifically on a Hahn beer mug.
Yeah.
That had Bob Hawke engraved on it. And I said, James, mate, because the auction wasn't delayed, and be stuffed if I was waiting around. So I said, do not leave this office until you've secured that for me. James is here now. How are you, James?
I'm doing well.
James, what item was it?
So you were going for the Hahn beer mug inscribed Bob Hawke. It was valued, I think, around about $300 on reserve.
And what was our limit?
Our limit that the office gave us was
$1,000. What?
Jesus.
$1,000.
Now, Jane,
for a glass beer mug.
I'm going to put it here next to my.
You're joking.
So the end is my cowbell, and downstairs I've got my chamber pot, and I sit here during a show drinking out of Bob Hawke's beer mug.
Glass all the way.
Come on. Is that not a great thing?
You swung me. Yes, it's a great thing.
Thank you.
If James got it, and how was the auction? Is it online? Do you have to see what happened?
There were two things. It was held in an RSL in Sydney, so you could bid on the floor there. It was packed out, apparently, or you could bid online. We bid online.
Yeah.
And just to set the tone for the night, there was a Chinese miniature open bookcase valued at $300. It went for $24,000.
Get out. Oh, yeah. I saw that. It was miniature. It looked like it'd been a doll's house.
Yeah. This is not looking good for my beer.
No, I'm worried.
There were some golf clubs that were going. They were at reserve around about $300, $400.
Weren't even full sets. And there were three of them. Why would you get three?
What'd they go for?
So the two assorted went for $1,100.
We could have got that.
The Callaways went for $5,000, close to $6,000 there. So,
a broomstick putter? Did he have a broomstick putter?
Are Callaway's still good now?
Yeah, Callaway's all right.
But not the top.
I mean, did anyone use them? Did like the Shah of Iran play with him? Or
they just looked like they were just in the garage and they just whacked him in a bag.
I did have that feel about it. Okay, how'd
we
go?
All right, so we were waiting around about until 10 p.m. for the bid. I was ready to go.
Oh, my God.
I don't see a beer mug.
Now, we were outbid on the beer mug.
Oh.
However.
Hang on.
However,
by what?
So it went for $1,400.
And you stopped at $1,000.
Yeah, well,
I followed company policy.
You're an idiot.
We are not paying $1,400 for the show for a stupid beer mug.
I did get us something.
Did you stop? You stopped at $1,000.
I stopped at $1,000 on that one.
But he can't do anything. His hands are tied.
I should have been on a phone.
But you could be fagged going on the website and doing it yourself.
$1,400.
$1,400
for a beer mug.
Were we the underbidder?
We would not be from another drive show. Could not be for Hughesy.
Should check that.
But you, $1,400. You know, we make that money. Sack you.
Okay.
Straight off the bat.
But James is. I get the idea. You've bought something else.
I don't come empty-handed. Because yesterday on the show we said this.
Three-piece barbecue set, $200.
Jane.
There's already six bids.
We don't want anything practical.
But don't
we
you think it would be fun to be out in the bar and go, oh, just get the tongs that Bob had. I'm going to bid on
work?
The barbecue set, you bid for the moat.
Don't bid against me on the moat.
Who's going to pay for my barbecue tongs?
There's no room for your barbecue tongs.
There is room for your barbecue tongs. We're the proud owner of them. So
we've got Bob Hawke's barbecue tongs.
Can I get... Can...
Oh, my God.
James, yeah. Look me in the eye. Now, listen to me.
Oh, my God.
You had one job.
How much
you
did it cost?
You had one job, you idiot.
So, how much did they cost?
Including buyer's premium, we've paid $840 for them.
What?
We will have them we will have them in 48 hours.
Jane, we're all coming to your place for a barbecue.
As you should, and I will cook a barbecue in honour of Bob Hawke, and we'll all skull beer.
Can you make an offer to whoever bought
the
mug
of
$1,800?
Oh, my
and
God.
And it's coming out of your pay. He had one job. That's a good one for one job.
That's
give us a
fantastic.
Call. You had one job? You're an idiot. Get out.
Get out of Himalaya.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. The guys are back live next Monday for Makita's Cordless Power Garden Range.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Ross Noble soon, Charlie Pickering in the next hour. Hey, we were talking about that council in the US that was playing music to drive away homeless people, and we took your calls on what would be that song that would drive you away.
In West Palm Beach, Florida, they have got a really beautiful glass-walled waterfront pavilion, and people have their weddings there. People have bar mitzvahs and birthday parties, and it's really quite...
Sounds festive. Sounds fun.
And quite posh-looking and everything. Mm. Unfortunately for the city and the people who run this place, a lot of vagrants and a lot of homeless people are having a good old sleep there. And the brides are coming out at midnight and they've got to step over the, all the homeless people.
Right.
And it just doesn't work really for them.
No, it's not a good look. Something borrowed, look. Something blue, something hobo-ish.
That's right. They've come up with the people who run the city offices.
Got a canny plan.
From Parks and Recreation have got a plan. This is what they have running on loop. There's two different tracks, only two tracks. Yeah. They've got it running. Here's the first thing that they're running. Yeah.
Okay, so they
that
play
goes
this
all night
on speakers.
On speakers around the pavilion.
To drive away the homeless.
To drive away the homeless. Now, we know how hideous that sounds, that song. We've got our own version, in fact.
Oh, did you want to hear?
Have we got it? Mick Malloy,
do 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 do, Mick Malloy, do do. That would get rid of them. Mick Malloy, do 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 do, Mick Malloy. Here we go. Dentist. Picture.
Enough.
Okay, but there's another song that's just as annoying that they've found that I hadn't heard before.
This.
Yeah, they're running this. This was it's from a children's show, and it was in 2017 when this was written. Get your gear around. It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos. No need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes. It's raining tacos.
Catchy.
Yeah, so imagine hearing that from midnight until 9 a.m. on a loop with Baby Shark.
But you know why that's so offensive?
What?
Because they're homeless and they're probably hungry. And you're suggesting there's a place where it rains tacos.
Yeah, right, that's
so
right.
That's just
it's cruel.
That's cruel and unusual punishment.
I was thinking of other songs that you could play.
That you could what would you use to drive them?
Well, there's one most offensive song that I just it actually makes me feel quite ill every time I hear it.
Did you ever know? You're my hero.
That doesn't clear the joint.
Run now.
Oh.
And everything I'd like to be.
Run for your life.
No. Turn it off, Dave.
That is shocking.
That is the real deal.
What about
that
you?
That is, well, I'd play. Have we got any?
Well, which one would you like? I mean, I know this one.
Hit me. They'll wake them up for a start.
That does wake them up.
It'll get their attention. Celine Dion, she can frighten anyone away.
Oh, another one
even
that you
her
like.
Husband left in a hurry.
Yeah. Hang on.
He took the soft option.
Valet.
I've got another one that you like, Mick. This is one of your personal favourites. Wish that
The Apiar ad.
Yeah.
Good gone quiet. That one gets in my head and I can't get it out of my head. Stop it, Dave.
Okay.
Jim's got an idea. Jim's just given us a call. What is a song that you think could clear a room?
Oh, I think the music they play when you're on hold at Centrelink.
All right, well, you've given yourself away there as possibly.
Yeah, well,
I've been there. Jim? Can you hum it?
Can you hum it?
How does it go?
Hum it.
Oh, it's like some sort of orchestral music that no one would listen to unless you were on Centrelink, I suppose.
Okay, good work. I like that a lot. Darren, what would you use to frighten the vagrants off?
Afternoon, guys. I would use Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up.
See ya.
By the way,
I'd run to the hills.
Hey, didn't you?
He's coming next year, Rick Astley with Aha.
I'm going to get Rick Astley in this. You know, I've got to meet people who I really like. Rick Astley's one of them. God. And I love that song. You're mad, Darren. I'd stay. Invite everybody. I'd have a picnic. Thanks, Darren.
Saw him at the 21st Century Dance Club in
Frankston.
He's still going.
I don't like talking about that experience.
What happened? No.
Is that the revolving dance floor?
It was in its day. Yeah. Yes, it was.
Did something happen between you and Rick Astley?
It's like a big hot lazy Susan full of hotties.
Wow.
Ladies. It's like a sushi train. You just pick one off as they came past.
That's nice. Hey, Gary, you've got one. We got this one, Dave, ready to go. This is an unusual one.
What is
give
it?
Give us a roll.
Gary?
It's moronic. It's pen, pineapple, apple pen.
I have a pen. I have an apple. Not only would this scare the vagrants off, I reckon they'd get a job. so they never put themselves in such a vulnerable position again. Oh, man. Now, what's the history of that song, Gary? Where did you come across that? Is that
a few years old now. My kids bloody had that on their house for ages. They just kept watching it.
Because they thought it was hilarious.
Well, yeah, because it was sort of went viral. It was a Korean guy as well, I think.
Who
put that out.
Korea has a lot to answer for
it
on the music front.
It does. Thanks for that, Gary. Oh, Colin, you've got one that I can't stand. Good choice.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Mick.
Hi.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Tell us what it is.
It's got to be Agadoo by Black Lace, doesn't it?
Oh. It's a pineapple theme, isn't it?
Pineapple.
So I said this reminds me of a whole bunch of pasty white English people holidaying in Spain, pissed at the end of the night singing this.
Agadoo. Play it again, mate. Play Agadoo. Agadoo.
Thank you, Colin. That's Agadoo. A terrible song.
You're right, though. The pineapple features heavily in bad music.
It sound good phonetically to say it. Hello, Jerry. Can you tell us what is the worst song ever that would drive people away?
Oh, look, it won't just drive vagrants. It'd drive everyone away.
Go for
it. It'd have to be the Richmond theme song for sure.
Don't look at me like that.
This segment is over. You're sacked.
Oh,
go and get stuffed, Jerry. You've got a very powerful enemy today.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, Charlie Pickering is going to join us next hour. But right now, funny man Ross Noble.
The last time Ross Noble joined us, he had some great TV show ideas involving Mick and Jane.
What about this? Divorced at first sight.
The two of you go head to head, right? The big prize, there's a house, cars, there's a jet ski.
You split it or what?
All the big things. And then you have to go through a messy and difficult divorce, right? To see who wins the prizes or do the lawyers keep the money?
Tick.
This is my favourite, right? Kennedy assassination, right? Mick has to dress as famous people, who have been assassinated. You live your life and then you have to have a paintball gun and you have to pop out and dispatch him.
Currently working his way around Australia on the Humanoid Tour in August and September, please welcome back the dirt bike riding, brilliantly funny, Ross Noble.
Oh, yay.
Well, amongst other things.
That was that was fun to hear.
We've just witnessed a little meltdown.
It's just my own voice.
What is it?
It was just
you can't
hear
your own voice?
Yeah, I just had this horrible feeling of like, oh my God, this is what
my wife
has to put up with this all the time.
But you talk for a living. So just so we're clear, so we've had a little pre-recorded intro there and we put the headphones on and Ross throwing his Headphones.
We thought the headphones were busted.
Yeah, I've got a spare set over here.
So you spend a life talking to people.
Yeah.
This is how you make your livelihood. This is how you tour the world. This is how you've chosen to engage the universe, but you can't listen to yourself.
I like the voices in my head to sound like other people. Although it has triggered something there, because last time I was on, I was talking about TV show ideas.
TV show ideas for us. Yeah.
Now, yeah. I've been listening to you this week, and you've been reminding the public about the fact you are a film legend.
It's come up once or twice.
Both on television and radio week. So
He's very modest.
I've come up with an idea for a film, if you're interested.
Yes, please.
What about this, right?
All right.
I'm going to cast. Can I do the audition?
Yes, please.
I'll do the audition now. I think it's a biopic of the. I would say possibly the greatest Australian ever, right?
Yep.
Who I'll be playing, right? here we go. What do you think? Hello, Frank Walker, National Guard. Why has there not been enough?
Why is there not?
Frank Walker, he's a mysterious figure.
Okay, do you know I have a theory?
Does he exist?
No, I have a theory. And now I remember playing Frank Walker ads 20 years ago.
I'm not buying
Martin
this
Malloy.
Oh, here we go.
I guarantee you, it's a different Frank
it's
Walker.
It's not.
Do you remember Kermit the Frog?
Like
do you remember how over time you go, hang on a sudden one day, you go, that's not Kermit the Frog. I grew up with Kermit the Frog.
Frank Oz died, didn't he?
Frank Oz is still.
Is he still alive?
I think,
I'm telling you. I am telling you that's not the same.
That's not the same Frank Walker.
This is the one that we play now.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles.
That's not the same. Someone's taken out and whacked
Frank
the original.
Frank Walker, call us.
Are you saying there's a Frank Walker clone army? Is that what you said?
No, but I'm prepared to go with it.
Is it like, I mean, you're...
This is quite dystopian. Couldn't it be that you all go to this land where everybody talks like that?
No. Someone should send a Terminator from the future to kill the original Frank Walker and replace them with another Frank Walker. That's not the original.
When the original Frank Walker died, he's lying, which is now official.
Yes.
If you are still alive, Frank, then respect
people
are calling
him, but we don't know.
Respect to you. If you are dead, then condolences to your family. But when he's lying on the slab, he's dead, right?
Yes.
And the body of Frank Walker... He regenerates. Maybe he regenerates.
He regenerates.
He opens his eyes and he goes, lovely tiles in the morgue.
Tiles in the morgue. That's right.
Tiles in the morgue could be one of the chapters in his book.
But did you hear this story, like about Michael Jackson? So Michael Jackson used to not sing his own song. We heard this.
What?
Your mate, Harry Shearer. Did he tell us this? Was this public news? I think it's public knowledge.
It is. Let's go with it anyway.
Well, when Michael Jackson came in to do the episode of The Simpsons, when it came time to sing as Michael Jackson, he left and a white man came in and started singing the part of Michael Jackson.
No, that was Michael Jackson. That's what happened.
He travelled back in time.
No, by the end of it, it was the plastic surgery.
Plastic surgery.
Was he expecting Jackson from the 70s? He's not a small boy.
Well, I don't know.
It was the song, Lisa, it's your birthday. That is not, in fact, Michael Jackson singing.
It's someone else. Now, I put it to you that at a point, Frank Walker has gone, you know what, I can't be bothered doing this. I'm on a boat in the Bahamas.
He's got a voice double in.
I guarantee you. Hey, Scott's on the line. Scott, what would you like to suggest here? What do you know about Frank?
I know he doesn't have a voice double, but I'm going to go with you, Mick. It's a voice double.
How do you know that? Do you know Frank?
I know Frank. Yeah, I work for Frank.
Oh, right. There's no need to get all...
I'm a tile seller.
There you go.
Scott, does Frank sound like that in real life?
Hello.
Only when he wants to. Only when he wants to.
Would he be happy for Ross Noble to play him in a biopic?
I'll be
Scott is enjoying this.
I mean, I will be fully tiled as well. There'll be a love scene in it where I'm naked, but my skin is tiled.
He's really quite unique, isn't he? And I think you're on a winner there.
All right,
enough
of this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, well, they're not here now, but they're live in studio on Monday. Of course, you can keep in touch. If you've got Instagram, Facebook or Twitter, the handle is Kennedy Malloy. Coming up in the next hour, Charlie Pickering on the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, and we'll see if we can find out exactly what went on that island of mystique with Mick Malloy. Stick around. It's Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Coming up, Charlie Pickering, plus little Prince George, who, story went, for his sixth birthday, he celebrated on the Isle of Mustique. And Mick Malloy is not happy about that. That's all part of the Rostered Week Off this hour. Stick around, Kennedy Malloy. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. We've got some papal news coming up for you. You don't hear that often on Kennedy Malloy. The Pope got stuck in a lift for 25 minutes. Anyway, more on that in a moment. Charlie Pickering now.
You're a fan of a music festival, are you, Charlie?
I am, Mickey. Yes. I went to a lot of musical festivals. I played Falls Festival back in the day.
You played Falls Festival?
In stand-up.
Right? I wasn't doing it.
That's a good idea,
Didgeridoo.
It's a tough gig because they're there basically largely to see musical
bands.
Acts.
And take drugs.
And you come on kind of in between, and they're pretty rowdy. How'd you go?
Great. I was very lucky. The first time I did it, I had just started on Triple J at the time, which is quite popular with the young kids that take the drugs.
That's right.
And and I was doing it with Will Anderson, who was very big at the time and on that particular...
known to have a couple himself.
Yeah, that's right. So we had a great old time. That was actually pretty... Great. That was actually pretty rock star stuff. It was pretty good.
Fantastic.
But I don't know if you guys are aware of this. The 50th anniversary of Woodstock.
Unbelievable, isn't it, when you think about that?
Well... It was
you
iconic.
Were there, weren't you?
I beg your pardon.
Were you
there? You take that back.
Crosby, Stills and Nash and Kennedy played.
Janis Joplin sang.
Janis Joplin. Who was the big ones?
Jimi Hendrix.
Joe Cocker. Yeah. A lot of it. But what I'm excited about the anniversary is that there is a radio station in Philadelphia that for 72 straight hours is playing start to finish the entirety of Woodstock. Right.
I think that's a genius idea. I really think
it's
brilliant.
Were there side stages at Woodstock? There wasn't, was there? Was it just the one?
I think it was just one major stage.
One major stage.
And
so there you go. Start to finish.
Disease. But the thing is, it's uninterrupted. They are playing everything, and so I'm excited. I'm going to tune in and listen to it because you got all the great music. I've got a sample of some of the music. You got Joe Cocker.
Wow,
that's a great. Isn't that
incredible? Janis.
Music's going backwards. Listen to this stuff.
Crosby, Stills and Nash.
Oh my
God. It was like their first gig together.
Yeah.
And Jimi Hendrix. But you're also going to hear all the announcements like this. Listen.
Is that a half a million kids? And I call you kids because I have children that are older than you are. A half a million young people can get together and have 3 days of fun and music.
It's a free concert from now on. That doesn't mean that anything goes. What that means is we're going to put the music up here for free.
So it's so beautiful, right?
Yeah.
At the same time, like you were talking about occupational health and safety, over the next 72 hours, you're also getting all of the other announcements that are less motivating, like this.
The warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good. It's suggested that you do stay away from that.
But my favourite...
I've heard that at a Wiggles concert.
It's the only way you can get through a Wiggles concert.
Stay off the breathless.
But my favourite announcement, because I've watched this.
Yes.
Listen to this.
There is a little boy whose name is Nikki, whose mother is Sunshine. She is waiting for you at the first aid tent. Nikki, go up the hill or just say to anybody you pass, are you a hog farmer? They'll get you there. Those people are doing it.
Are you a hog farmer?
Yeah, I don't think it's looking very good for Nikki.
And I think that guy may be on the brown acid. I'm just pretty sure.
That's fantastic though, isn't it?
It's amazing. And my favourite thing about this whole experience is that if you were at Woodstock and you took the brown acid... And you tune into this, you're going to flashback so hard.
It's going to do your head in.
Or you're going to go, I missed that.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy are not here today. They're back on Monday, though, to drive you home again live in studio, digging into the archives here. And we've got some papal news for you right now. It seems the Pope was stuck in a lift for 25 minutes.
Pope Francis
for 20 minutes.
Has spent 25 minutes trapped in a lift. That's the headline. Mm. That's all you need to know. Don't read any further than that.
But
for 25 minutes, the Catholic Church was without the right hand of God.
Mm.
Without
sounds
God
like,
on this earth. God, even God on this earth gets trapped in a lift.
It sounds like a John Grisham novel. This is the ones where they brought the pontiff. The pontiff was in the lift. He was there and he wanted to thank the firefighters for getting him out. Well, what, whatever they did, I don't know.
Given recent events, that lift should be going straight to hell.
He's about
to. The door should open and he's in hell. And there's flames everywhere and the devil's going, welcome aboard. I've been expecting you.
Well, that's why he was ecstatic and he really wants. He's probably give all the firefighters a.
Yeah.
Make 25.
Do you reckon, what do you reckon he was doing? Do you reckon he was praying?
I'm pressing all the buttons and doing making a prank.
Because that's a long time in a lift, 25 minutes.
I'm just trying to work out.
Was there anyone in there with him?
Well, this is what we don't know.
No children, I hope. Was there anyone else in
there? I was concerned.
There?
I don't know. And also, you've got to work out in St. Peter's, you know, how old the lifts are. I don't, you know, I'm not sure they went in the original when they're building the Vatican. I don't know if elevators
what,
were on the
if I'd been
agenda.
Slapped, trapped in the lift with him. He would have got a right old earful in that 25 minutes.
Yeah, he would
minutes.
Have from you. Mm.
In fact, he would have needed more time to take my confessional. In fact, when those doors opened, he would have ran out screaming, crying, going, I can't take it anymore.
Well.
Do you know a mate of mine? I've told you this before.
Yeah.
A true story. A mate of mine who used to work for Qantas.
Mm.
The Pope was flying for Qantas.
This is crazy.
And he took his, obviously to sit down in first class, he took his hat and his cape off, his gown.
Mm.
And my mate, who was working as cabin crew at the time, went and put it on and put the hat on and took a photograph.
Oh, my God.
And I've seen it.
Oh, my God.
And that's pretty good.
That
I
is. That's on the scale of Joan Rivers when the doctors took a photo of her. Oops. Oh, and she died.
Actually, maybe it was my mate who got trapped in a lift. And they just thought it was.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, apparently the television networks in Italy went bananas because he was delayed. They televised his Sunday prayer.
Right.
And he wasn't coming out. So, of course, they're all speculating he's maybe off the – not.
What do you mean?
I meant off the twig.
Oh,
he might have fallen off the twig.
I meant he'd gone to see his boss.
His maker.
Gone to see the boss.
The great news is in his address he announced he's going to create 10 new Roman Catholic cardinals next month. So isn't that terrific?
He's obviously had a good think.
Wonder
in there.
I wonder what sort of music they had going on in the lift, though. Because you know, they sort of play that sort of Muzak sort of stuff. Whether the...
I would have thought they might have a bit more of this.
Oh, what's that one? A little bit of...
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, Pope, you need some cowbell. What's the Pope listening to?
All right.
Never, out of anyone in the world, if I got trapped in a lift, the last person I want to be trapped with is the friggin' Pope. Jeez.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. If you need more Kennedy Malloy in your ears, why don't you subscribe to the podcast? All right, we do this normally of a Monday. Jane grabs all the magazines and goes through all the headlines in a little segment called I Call Bullshit.
On look at a source close to industry, source insiders, friends of associates, speculation, room by witnesses,
secret plot to push Koshy out.
It's time to call bullshit.
All right.
You're not going to be happy about this.
What?
You know Prince George.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, that
you know how he's
chubby little pumpkin head who I don't like.
He's just
I don't trust.
Oh, he's 4 or 5. Is it tiny? He's an infant.
He's just turned 6.
Okay.
Yeah, or as I like to call it, 666. Sign of the devil.
This doesn't sound cool.
He's a
little 6-year-old boy.
He's a child of the corn.
He's a future king.
It's like Hitler Youth. He's got that blood in him.
He's not.
He is a terrifying.
I'm afraid I've got some very, very disturbing news for you.
A Terminator should come from the future
to
terminate his young life before he causes damage down the track.
This is going to upset you a lot. Do you know where he celebrated his 6th birthday?
I don't know. I was shooting some peasants. I don't know. Shooting wildlife. What did he do?
the island of Moustique.
I call bullshit.
You are kidding me.
No, the private island long has a long history as a preferred royal getaway.
Now tell us about it.
Starting with Princess Margaret.
Right.
Moustique's privacy and security, headed up by a former Scotland Yard chief, are world class.
We shouldn't even be talking about this.
Every visitor is registered.
I don't approve of this conversation.
With our security team before arriving on island by land, air, or sea. So, did you have to be registered when you arrived?
Well, that's an interesting question. It's one that I can't answer. But let's just say it got very interesting at the waterfront bar.
Okay.
Because Mick Jagger, he goes there quite a bit. He's got a place there.
I think he's still
It's the second time George has celebrated his birthday on Moustique. How many birthdays have you had on Moustique?
Awesome.
Oh, man, I don't like this at all. You know,
his maternal grandparents.
I could have him removed.
Yeah, I don't think you can. Not with everybody there. His maternal grandparents, Carol and Michael Middleton, they've joined the family too in Moustique.
They can't go. They're commoners.
Mm.
Last year, Kate and Will were able to sneak away for a date night at one of the island's establishments, Basil Bar. Do you know it? I do.
I do.
What happens there?
Really? Their royal couple of friends with the bars found a Basil Charles and were spotted dancing at his 50th anniversary
party. What did you do there?
Please tell me Prince William wasn't dancing. Not like he was at the ski lodge.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't allowed to go.
This is outrageous.
I know. If I was on the island when he turned up, there would be
probably a fist fight.
Really?
Yeah. Well, let's just recall, we're talking about a little six-year-old boy, future king.
Yeah, well.
There's more royal
news.
The
Island of Moustique is not to be...
It's a royal family getaway.
Don't talk about
I'm
going
to Google
it
right now.
I don't like it.
We are going to go there.
Yeah, what happens there?
Okay, you can drop me off.
No, I'm not dropping you off any. I've just got one other piece of royal
news.
What's
been to Moustique? Have you ever seen Fantasy Island?
Yes.
It's very interesting.
The play.
Really?
Yeah, I was like Ricardo Montalban. On
in a white suit.
I was thinking you are the
tattoo.
Other guy.
Tattoo.
Shut up, Jane. What else have you got? Never bring Moustique up again.
Woman's Day is saying, Kate's having twins.
I call bullshit.
Oh, my God.
They've got her.
Have you got an old Apple?
Look, she is the skinniest woman you've ever seen in your life, and they've done the old arrow. Baby's on board. Whispers that Kate's custom-made Amelia Wickstead dress was disguising the first signs of a baby bump. And what's more, a source close to the couple has suggested it could be double the joy. Making it up as you go along. Not
like,
cool.
Like twin Georges.
Yeah. Well, she could have twin Georges. I think that's it. Because I was going to just say, James Packer's floating around Europe on a yacht.
Right.
Not his yacht. Friend of his yacht. Dial a dump, the guy who runs that. Dial a dump.
What's dial
a dump? Dial up a dump. If you're feeling a bit, you know, haven't been in the toilet. Constipated.
I don't understand the last story.
Yeah. What?
James hits the seas for $500,000 a week. He's in an Australian bloke's yacht.
$500,000 a week? Is that what he's renting it for?
Yeah.
$500,000.
But he can afford that.
What's that, $500,000 a week?
Yeah. It's $471,300 to be precise.
Why would you do that? Unless it was a Barbie boat. I do it for one of those. You know one of those Barbie boats? You
it's go better out than a Barbie boat, mate.
No, Barbie boat.
This has got a climbing wall, an inflatable climbing
again,
wall.
I can't see James using that. I can't see that. And a big inflatable slide. Again, don't see how any of this will feature in James Packer's holiday.
Well, it is an Australian guy, Ian Maloof. That's his boat.
A dollar dump. I'm guessing that's like a Portaloo
company.
Could you sail that to the island of Moustique, though?
Oh, yes, you could.
This conversation
have to go through security.
Go to a song.
Well, that's it for day four of Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy back on Monday to drive you home again. Coming up tomorrow, Dave O'Neill is going to join us, the great Jim Jefferies, Mix GoFundMe, and more. Enjoy your Thursday night. We will speak to you tomorrow. Kennedy Malloy!